Let's look at the importance then of this visit for President Trump. Is it possible to see it as perhaps just a courtesy call between the NATO meeting in Brussels and the G7 summit in Sicily, or does this have a real significance for President Trump?
I think it has significance because in international relations and in diplomacy, even courtesy has meaning. And so it's very important that both sides acknowledged that there is a certain pragmatism in international relations that has a role. And that was, of course, not the Vatican's problem, but the White House problem that waited so long. And so I think it's very important that this meeting takes place because it can tell something to the White House. I think the White House has something to learn from this meeting much more than the Vatican. I mean, the Vatican is much more informed about U.S. Catholicism and the U.S. than vice versa.
So, what are these main lessons that the White House will be looking for?
The main lessons are several. First, that the anti-immigrants language in American history has been for one century more or less an anti-Catholic language. I'm not sure they realized that during the campaign last year. Second, that the Catholic Church is not exactly the same thing like an evangelical church, where you have several pastors and there's one pastor who's maybe with more money or more visibility or more influence than others. It's a very different kind of community. It's a global community with the diplomatic service. And third, that there is a soft power in international relations that is very important because not all issues can be solved with hard power. And it's something that they maybe are learning in Israel, where the whole issue cannot be solved militarily. There are cultural issues, I mean, persuasion. So there are many lessons. I think these three ones are the first one coming to mind.
It's quite significant. You mentioned Israel, and it's quite significant that President Trump is coming from Israel. He's meeting with Israeli and Palestinian leaders and also previously in Saudi Arabia. How much is that going to play into this meeting, do you think?
I'm not sure. They framed this trip, Arabia and then Israel and then the Vatican, as a theological map. I think it's not going to be much about that because, especially this Vatican stop is the shortest. But again, I think it's part of the learning process of every new world leader to understand the global consequences of what one says, one does. And so I think it will not hurt to have the new American president in the Vatican, also because apparently he's very receptive of the inputs coming from his daughter, his son-in-law, their meeting with Sant'Egidio, the hospital. I mean, it's something they are not usually exposed to. And I believe that Rome has a special power of persuasion, fascination, and hopefully that will work even in those few hours.
How important is this visit for the Holy See? How much do they need to strengthen diplomatic relations right now with the United States?
Well, I think they need to send a signal that there are international relations, especially with the U.S., that are more important than the individuals that at one moment represent the Holy See in the United States. In the U.S., there's a new nuncio for a few months. It's part of it. There are new cardinals in the U.S. that have been appointed quite recently. And honestly, the role of the United States in this world and in this Catholic Church has become more exceptional or more particular than before. So the Atlantic has become wider. It sounds counterintuitive. I mean, this globalized world. But the Trump presidency is more a signal of that phenomenon than a cause. It's something that we have seen in these last few years, even in the Catholic Church. And so this visit is the signal that there is a fundamental trust between two global entities, and that will not be undermined by the last 16, 17 months of tense relations.
All eyes, of course, are on the meeting with the president and the Pope, and yet the diplomatic business is carried out in the meetings that he will have with the Vatican's foreign minister, Archbishop Gallagher, and with the Cardinal's Secretary of State, Cardinal Parolin. It's in a way more interesting, isn't it, to look at what happens there?
Yeah, it will be more interesting. In this sense, the Vatican has an advantage in this meeting, not just because it's the oldest diplomatic service in the world, but because they have been serving under Pope Francis for a few years. So they know the lay of the land. That's not quite clear about the diplomatic personnel and top diplomats of the Trump administration. You have the top diplomat, the Secretary of State Tillerson, who has the experience of a oil man, CEO. Usually he deals with all kinds of world leaders, but not with religious leaders. So that will be interesting to see, as much as we will be able to know, of course.
What do you think are going to be the most interesting areas of conversation? The Pope has famously said he won't judge until he talks to the president. And yet we know that the president's views on many issues, immigration and climate change and refugees, are so very different from the Pope's.
Yeah. Well, I think there are a few areas. So one is peace, especially in areas of crisis right now. There's the issue of migrants and refugees, because the Catholic Church knows that there are global crises that cannot be walled out. The third issue will be the issue of the persecution of Christians in the world. And here again, there's a common language, but also a quite different view of what it means, the liberty of Christians, the White House perspective and the Vatican perspective. And lastly, climate change, the environment. So I'm not sure all of these issues will be dealt with, but I'm sure the Vatican has wide range of experiences, making them able to make clear what their vision is. And in this sense, it will be interesting to see how the declaration statements after will be offered to the public at large. In this era of the social media, the 24/7 news cycle, it will be interesting to see if there is a common narrative or if there will be partisan narratives, especially within American Catholicism, where you have quite different takes about Pope Francis.
What do you think, though, will be the most important message that American Catholics are looking for from this meeting?
It's hard to say. I mean, there are quite different expectations from this meeting in the Vatican, in the U.S., among American Catholics. So my sense is that American Catholics and Americans who are not Catholic but didn't vote for Trump, they have much higher expectations from this meeting, and quite probably also not realistic.
Hopes that the Pope can change Trump's mind.
That can change his mind, or that can send a very strong public signal, like a scolding or lecturing. I don't think that's going to happen. So here, I think there are very different levels of expectations, and that's part of the very particular history of American Catholicism that has a complex relationship with the papacy. Very distant historically, geographically, but the Pope is seen as the counterbalance to the emperor, much more than in other countries, because Europe is mostly secularized. In the U.S., the secular dimension is not there. So it's much easier to call the Pope into the arena for all social issues, all political issues. And that's something that may be quite complicated for the Vatican to handle.